stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Who?
Me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, welcome! Falcons are going to lose tonight, but joining us live is Joe Fabulous France from Fireball Ministry, Johnny, Emily, oh my god, there's Shang Tsung, and Reverend Jim. Jack Ginsburg just walked in, he looks like Shang Tsung from the last one.
Yeah, I do not.
Ryan G, Bam Margera.
We got a packed fucking house here.
Chad
from CKY just came in, Jess is here, Shipbirds is here.
Wait, Jess, Jess's daughter is here.
Shipbird!
Novak
everyone's here.
Yeah, it's me, Chad, from CKY. Did you guys see our new video?
I didn't see the video, but this is me, Novak.
Yeah, how dare you not see the video?
Yo,
you deserve to hear the sweet sounds of CKY.
I was too busy getting laid in the back room.
You got laid in the back room?
Yeah, I was banging out some...
Reverend Jim and Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds are like best buddies now.
Yeah.
Shipbird let him ride the Harley over here.
Jess, being Jim from Fireball Ministry as a reverend, why don't you let him marry you two
on
October?
I'm totally into that idea. Yeah. That's a real
Jim,
rock and roll wedding.
I wasn't asked.
Well, you're going, so you might as well do it.
You're going, Jim.
You're a real reverend?
Yeah, 11 bucks.
What made you want to do that?
I got an email.
Like, what? It's 11 bucks. I'm going to go marry people.
I got you got the email for, you know, it tells you to be a reverend for 11 bucks.
Is it the Church of Universal Life?
In Modesto, California.
Yes. Oh. I knew it. I'm a reverend as well. My
only in
was
California?
Too. Yeah.
Nah, it's all over.
It's only 11 bucks everywhere?
Yeah,
you could do it anywhere in the country.
And how long does it take?
Like, you fill out a thing, and you send it in, and you pay 11 bucks credit card, and it's done. It's basically a tax write-off.
You can write off, like, certain rooms
in
your house.
You can write
off $11?
Stuff.
Holy shit.
No, you get to write off things that you buy. It's crazy. It's such a scam. It's great.
Whoa. I ain't marrying nobody unless they're playing the sweet sounds of CKY.
Yeah.
Hey,
at
Jess's wedding, they better play some CKY.
Why don't you guys play live right after
Why doesn't
wedding?
CKY play some CKY?
That'd be awesome.
Where's Jesse McGinnis?
I don't think Jess is invited.
Jess is breastfeeding right now.
Jesse Mahira, quit changing shitty types and come here.
Jess, you breastfeeding?
I can't even hang out with Jess anymore. We can't even go to the bar together.
You breastfeeding, Jess?
I just changed the diaper right now.
Did you really?
Ew.
Put it down, dude.
Jess is breastfeeding.
No, Ava's asleep, right, dude. Every time she rides in the car, she's out.
Jess, yo, think of how shit-faced we're going to get out of those 3 days. Because, look, no, 4 days. First, we have the dinner rehearsal. Why do we have to rehearse a dinner? Well, anyway, we get shit-faced at that. Then the next day is the wedding. We get shit-faced at that. Then I'm going to have the Steal Jess's Thunder party here.
He's
at this
having
house.
A Steal My Thunder
party. The next
day,
so we're going to get shit-faced for that. And then you're playing on Halloween night at the Electric Factory, and you're going to get shit-faced for that.
We're all going to die that
just
week.
Gonna be
when's the wedding again? What's the date?
29.
And when's the...
And Chad's going to be sipping on Jack's the whole time, so you're going to be history by that.
Wedding on 29, Bam's party on the 30th, then Halloween show at Electric Factory 31st.
Halloween.
Oh, my
We're
goodness.
Over. We're over, dude.
Halloween, Brandon.
Don't forget the Fabulous Arcade also at the Maryland State Fairgrounds that morning, which I will be at.
I don't know.
Tito's doing set design at Halloween.
What you got there,
Chad?
What are you drinking, Chad?
What? Crown Royal today.
What do you got written over it?
Where's Darren?
He had to fly home.
What a fucking pussy.
Gigi killed me.
Every pussy.
What?
Fine, it's just because you're all buff doesn't mean you can go busting on my singer.
I'm sorry, dude. I know it won't happen again.
I know, Franz, what happened to you? You do like 900 push-ups a minute or what?
Really? Am I looking buff these days?
Yeah, you're looking buff.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I was checking you out earlier, bro.
I look out now.
Wow, good.
So you lost weight, everybody.
Yeah!
But he'll find it again.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he'll G losing a couple it. Pounds is like taking a few grains of sand out of the desert, but it's okay,
yeah.
He looks better.
Yeah.
Yay, G!
You comment.
commented on it too, and I don't know what I did.
You're hot, dude. You're
Jay,
hot.
You, gee, you fluctuate.
He lost weight, but he'll find it again.
I'll find it again.
You fluctuate more than anyone I've ever seen with weight.
I know. Remember, like, 4 years ago? Anyone I've seen with weight. I looked like I had AIDS 4 years ago.
Yo, because he's so
yes,
stupid.
Yes, you did. I thought you were shooting junk like heroin. No,
yo, he'll be the type of dude, like, I'm only eating French fries from McDonald's, not knowing that the fries are fucking worse than, you might as well have a hamburger, the greasy-ass fries are worse, and then he'll just say fuck it and just start eating lettuce with no dressing and shit, and then you'll get really thin, and then you'll start to realize how good chili cheese dogs are again. Yep. Then you'll be fat the next month.
Yep.
I tell you what, all the pictures that
plus
Ryan
I gotta
G
feed the Gil.
All the pictures that Ryan G has of himself are from the 3 months that he was skinny that happened 7 years ago. I know. G, whenever G has to send a photo, like via email, he'll always send the photo of him when he's 18. So he's all handsome and shit.
Always. Yep. All the time. You know that listen song you played it last week?
Listen, I changing the subject.
What are you talking
about? What song? I want to hear
that Pennsylvania song. You're like, I'm the first one. No one has it.
Yeah, no one has it.
Dude, people haven't been listening to it for a month.
They probably put it on the fucking internet after I played it, homo.
No, a month before. People were like,
lies! You know what everybody
lies
else has?
Lies!
Yo, tell us about the Tim Glom video that people can get in your website,
dude. Oh, dude, Tim Glom is shit fucking
what,
fat
what
in this
that
video.
Boring.
You gotta see the video.
Dude, you gotta see the video on RyanG.com.
Someone made it and floated on there, and it's just like a video clip of Glom just. It has like tight captions.
Isn't
this
slow-mo of all
of
his haircuts?
I'm a faggot. I'm a homo. I suck Bam's dick. I don't know, dude. It's
who the
hilarious
fuck goes to timglom.com? I just don't fucking get it.
No, RyanG.com. They said it to that. Actually, it's RyanGphotography.com, and if you sign on now, I'll get 10 more hits.
I got 10 more hits.
You know, Ryan, yes. I tried to check your site, and you made it so exclusive that you have to register. What, do you got some type of mailing list?
Yeah, what's going on there, dude?
My web dude did that. I don't know.
It sucks.
That's stupid.
You're all over, man.
Bam. Check it out. I just tried to check it out.
I'm
going to
update it soon with newer photos.
I've been trying to I'm trying to get the dirt.
Chat loves the internet.
Yeah, a little bit of dirt.
Did you register?
Dude, all this drinking, man, makes me
come on. No one's going to take the
it's
time
free
to register for RyanG.com.
Come on, man. I get I got one more hit on it, man.
Man.
Yeah, me too.
That's one more time.
So, right, how was that Virginia ass show?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Really good. The last show on the tour.
You're done now?
Yeah. Today we just got dropped off by the bus over at Jesse Margera's house.
I hate every time you guys are done, I have to leave. I go on the Hawk tour tomorrow to Indiana.
Well, that's what you get.
I wanted to go to New Hope. Drink a beer.
Oh, yeah.
You saw Billy Idol last night.
Oh, I saw Billy Idol. Oh, I can't talk about that right now. I got to wait for Novak to come back.
To life.
Oh, what happened now?
I'll tell you right after I play this song.
Up, nigga.
I'm playing in flames. This song's called Jotun. This Radio Bam Series 28. Function.
yourself, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. Yeah, we're here live with Fireball Ministry. Please, fellas, I will suck your cock to get into your free guest list show.
Dude, you want to suck their cocks, right?
You're disgusting,
oh, please,
Ray.
Man, please.
Ray, that's sick, dude. You can't say that on the radio.
I just want to follow you guys around and get in for free.
Why do you want to suck Fireball Ministry's dick, Ray?
Because it's delicious.
What's the point of having a girlfriend if you love dick so much?
Yeah, fuck right? You, Novak, you piece of shit junkie. I'll suck cock whenever I want.
Yo. The funniest thing ever was last night. We went to see Billy Idol, and he was so shit-faced by the end of the night. He was sipping on Guinness the whole night, and he was looking for hard drugs the whole night, and he couldn't find any.
Got ripped off.
Then he gave $150 to this dude who assured that whatever he was trying to get was real. It turns out
it wasn't real.
It wasn't real. Then he was so mad at everybody, and he was like the most sloppy, pissed off drunk I've ever seen. And then we're on the escalator. It was like an escalator from the fourth floor all the way to the bottom at the Showboat. And and I push him, and I didn't think he was that like drunk, so he tumbles down the fucking escalator, like, he's all fucked up and scraped in the back. He tumbles down the escalator, he drops the Guinness on the middle, where it's like nice, smooth aluminum, and it slides all the way down four stories, and there's this dude on the phone, this old guy up with a suit. The beer hits him right in the fucking dick, and it splashes all over his suit. I'm holding a whole case of Guinness. I just drop it on the escalator, and I'm falling on the ground laughing. Then he somehow makes it to, like, Missy, what the fuck was that? It was like it was like a display of some sort, and Novak fell over the other side of the escalator on the display, and his fucking asshole was hanging out so bad that you could see his balls hanging out, and he's trying to, like, get up and gain his, like, put his pants back on, and the guy is so pissed, he's looking to see who did it, but he obviously saw, like, Novak trying to, like, get up and, like, get his beer and, like, fix his pants, but, like, dude, his ass is hanging out just full-blown like this, and the guy's just like, who the fuck did that? And he just sees Novak. Dude, it was so... I would pay $3,000 to have that.
Got me a break. I just got whipped off for hard drugs, man. Come on, slack, dude.
How did you get the $150?
Yeah, where do you get money from?
Yeah. How'd you get the $150?
You owe me $20.
He's like, Bam, please, let me get $200. I'll pay you back.
The millionaire covers all tabs, dude.
Yeah. Are you going to pay me back?
You know, put on my tab.
You still owe me money, buddy. Yeah.
Put on my tab, you're not on the top of the list, I assure you. You got a lot of people in front of you, buddy.
So, Franz, you didn't know... Yeah. Emily, say hi. This is Emily from Fireball Ministry.
Yes.
You didn't know that there was a girl in the band?
What?
You didn't know that there was a girl in the band?
Yeah, I knew there was a girl in the band. I got
Well, now
album.
You do.
Yeah.
You didn't know before.
She rips it.
Well, I remember backstage, you were just like, oh, she's on stage? I thought that she was, like, married to one of the song players or something. Remember?
I knew who she was.
No,
you
had the album.
Yes, you did.
And then you
I mean, the artwork and the album was brilliant, by the way.
Stop kissing her ass. And then you were sitting there, you were watching her play, you're like, God damn, dude, I would fuck her. You said that.
Why, I...
You say you didn't, bitch, you're a fucking liar. I was right there.
Weren't you co-signing?
Dude, I said she was hot, and I'd bang her out, too. Well, don't fucking lie.
Well, this is a bit awkward.
Look at her in the face and tell her.
Yeah, look in the fireball.
Wait, what exactly?
Look who's buff now, huh?
What exactly did I say? What do you say? What exactly did I say verbatim?
You said if my girlfriend wasn't here, I'd pay $1,000 to just have 10 minutes with my way with
her. His girlfriend wasn't
there. $1,000.
What do you say? And he only offered $1,000, man. What a cheap fuck. Jeez. But he wouldn't stop talking about you. He showed me his dick and said it was half hard.
Wait, he showed you his dick?
Yeah, he's like, dude, look, she got my dick like, no. He's like, dude, my dick's half hard. Like, looked down his pants and was fucking a chub.
How big was it?
Easy killer.
It's way bigger than Novak. Novak's dick hard is like, you would have to have 7 of, like, your hard dicks to even get hard.
I've been growing out of shower. I've never had a complaint on fucking bra, though.
You're not even a grower.
That's what drugs will do, shrink your cock.
Yeah, I did steroids when I was in jail.
I came home with this steroids trying to keep the gel look, man. That did nothing for my dick.
You're supposed to be looking
so
at
wait, back to the story.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you?
No, you trying to get off the topic. Stop,
do steroids work or not?
Yeah, look how I'm jumping off the topic.
Your sick thoughts about Emily Burton from Fireball Ministry.
Yeah, let's hear about your sick thoughts.
Well, right? Look at her. She's a guitar player. I would say she rocks. What are you looking at her at?
She's an attractive woman. I would think that openly.
Isn't it fun just calling them out?
That's heterosexual.
We never would have done that if we were live on the air.
Did you even take a second to listen to her music?
I you stuttered live.
This is the best I've ever heard you stutter, Franz.
And he's sinking in his chair, like he's making sure she cannot see him right now.
I know, he's at the other end of the radio room, and he's hiding behind a speaker.
I simply don't know what to say.
Fireball Jim
this
has
is a
fireballs
bit awkward.
In his eyes, and they're directed to directly.
I know, he's right across me, too. I think he's ready to fuck you up, and he looks a lot bigger than you, buddy.
He rode a Harley over here. He drove over.
Look how low he's sitting.
I just remembered I have to be somewhere.
You know what that is.
Where do you gotta go?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I have to be somewhere, and that place is not here.
What do you have to do?
What do you got? What do you gotta do, Franz?
Hey, Rick. You want your mic back?
Yeah, you can try to blame it on me.
Right, this is a bit awkward. And Chad Ginsburg's been, he's taking revenge on my comments from earlier.
Let's tell Chad how great of a musician he is, but he's got problems.
You pay attention. I mean, like, what the fuck? We're on tour. She works just as hard as any of us,
really?
Motherfucker. What do you do all day long?
Well,
you work for Bam's radio show every fucking Monday night?
Well, simply don't know what to say.
Shit. She plays fucking guitar every night. Rocking out orange amps. You don't even know what an orange amp is.
Hey, Chad, tell us about the music industry and how corrupt it is.
Well, you want to know a little bit about it? I'll tell you how corrupt it is. It's so corrupt that fuckers like you are just looking to fuck bitches, and that's why they sign these stupid cunts.
Don't small talk, buddy.
I do not talk about who we speak in present company, of course. I talk about the sluts, the records that you buy, Flauncy. You know what you do to Wendy O. Williams? You fucking jacked off all about her. You fucking jacking off about ping pong balls, dicks, motherfucking.
You know, I do have a videotape where Wendy O. Williams shoots a ping pong ball from her car. Let's talk about that.
I have the same videotape, but then I have 70 other videotapes where she says incredible things. And she puts on amazing performances.
And you're losing.
Good God, Franz.
Franz,
look at a girl for her talent before you look up her skirt, you fucking scumbag piece of shit.
Did I say she wasn't talented? I just said that there was talent.
Ah, you're dead to me.
Those mental talents extend to a physical being, that's all I said.
Stop using big words to confuse us.
This is the most awkward I've ever seen from.
Wait, I have to go piss real quick. I'll be right back.
He conveniently has to piss.
Right now, on air.
We're going to play a song. Hey, Jim, let's talk about the new album. When's it coming out?
October 18th.
And what's your favorite song out of that?
I like them all.
If you had to pick one for the audience to hear, what would you play?
I'd play the whole thing.
I like the song, Jim. Jim knows how to sell them.
We'll play the first video that we shot, a song called Sundown.
Sundown. Let's fucking hear it. It's Fireball Ministry on, what is it, Deco?
Faction 28.
There you go.
G-Unit Records.
Let's hear it.
What happened? We'll
Talk Radio Bam!
That's our son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
One Faction 28.
Oh, Brandon Pico.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say one fucking thing. I never thought it could happen. Shut up, Vic. I never thought it could happen, but that goddamn Fireball Ministry song was more delicious than cock. Oh, my God. It's a new day is done.
You're an asshole,
Brandon. My dick was spawned in my own mouth. I'm all fucking flamed there. Woo!
Rake, what did you think of that song?
Dude, they're fucking awesome.
Yeah, the real Rake.
Dude, it's fucking awesome, man. You got to see him live, dude.
No, the real Rake.
The real Rake.
Yeah, the real Rake that's next to you because Joe left him shame.
It's fucking hot to try.
I can't believe he said that about her. Like, don't tell. Especially these guys. That's the worst thing. You could think it. Just don't
say
it. You
never said that. I just wanted to embarrass him.
We had it planned out.
We scripted that one. Like, let's just really embarrass Franz and make him in the most awkward position ever.
Yes, he was. Did you see how low he was sitting? He was seriously sitting.
He was sitting so low that he had to piss. I saw him skid out and he left.
And he says he has work to do. He's just terrible.
I totally thought he was guilty, man. He just fucked up. So, so I go to the New York show to see Fireball Ministry and CKY.
Oh,
and I walk outside the venue and I see the Fireball Ministry drummer. He has a cane, a pirate patch, a chip tooth. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? And everything that happened to him was all a different occasion. It wasn't one big bad thing. I was like, dude, it's all you need now to get attacked by bees and you're complete.
Or take a bullet.
Dude, I saw him. I was like, is that John from Fireball? Why does he have a pirate patch and a cane and a chip tooth?
Dude, he had the worst walk on this tour so bad.
I was talking to him. I was like, wait, dude, we're in New York City. I got to get away from you. You might get hit by a drive-by shooting.
Yeah, get hit by a bus,
man. Luck you're having. I don't want to be near you.
How about the walk down memory lane? What bitch do I run into?
And
in
remember, he was like, dude, don't say it because it'll happen.
Like, dude, the way my shit's going right now, it'll happen. Don't even say that.
A week? Like, he didn't even find it funny that I said that.
No, he wouldn't. He's like 6'3". He weighs like 260 pounds. Week before we leave, he blows his knee. 2 weeks after that on tour, he's sitting in the fucking van, and he just is sitting up front, and he goes, oh! And we're like, what happened?
He was eating jerky.
Yeah, he's like, the fucking beef jerky broke my tooth in half. He's sitting his tooth.
Oh, man. Yeah, how did he get the fucking pirate patch?
2 weeks later, we're playing the show at Reading, and he fucking goes to take a swing while he's playing and fucking hits himself in the eye with a drumstick.
Oh.
It almost detaches his retina.
Oh my God.
He made him do it, too. I totally heard him do it, and then you turn around and I see him, and he's like all...
You heard him do it. Up. Yeah, because like, you can hear all of a sudden he missed, and we're all like, what the fuck happened?
So he used
his back there going...
He looked like he was going to pass out.
But dude, did he play in, though?
He's still playing?
Yeah.
Dude, he never even... Cheers to the motivation.
That's an amazing thing, like... Even with a pirate patch, a broke-ass tooth, and a fucking fucked-up knee, he still plays, like, insanely so. Like, so crazy.
The no death reception. How about we see the bitch in New York who fell in the trash?
Oh, my God. Dude,
yeah.
We met this girl on the radio, and she sent in a photo, and Novak was like, God damn, she's hot to try. We need to go to New York so I can bang her out. So we invited her to New York. We told her to go to this Irish pub. Apparently, she took, like, fucking 5 Xanax or just some crazy downer pill.
Just to start the night
then
off.
Just to start the night off. She started drinking, and, like, she just got, like, really annoying, and Novak got all fed up. It was pouring down rain. Carson Daly was there. We all hopped in the Hummer to leave, and she's like, see you guys later. And Novak's like, fuck you, bitch. And then she was walking backwards as she was waving by and fell in a pile of trash.
New York City trash.
In a giant
pile.
Then she shows up to the CKY show.
So she's a fucking
She must have
mess.
Took even more pills because she was more even aggro this time.
You name it, she was on it, man. So fucking, I'm downstairs. So a whole bunch of kids are talking to me and shit. The bitch goes to the bathroom. She comes out of
so
bathroom.
Popular.
She comes out of bathroom. She has a fucking 2 feet of toilet paper hanging out of her ass.
Before the squirrel.
I'm like, bitch,
you think she even noticed that she had toilet paper?
She was so hopped up, she didn't know where she was.
She would have lit it on fire, man. Yo, Shipbirds wants to fuck a girl with toilet paper.
Yeah, there it is.
Shipbirds, isn't that one of your fetishes?
Ew, come on, man.
Paper, you know.
Do you want to fuck a girl with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of her ass or your ass?
My ass.
Just because, like, it doesn't really matter. It's not official.
Sing the hook of Uncle Matt and the Shippers' new song.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to fuck.
I just want to fuck you with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of the crack of my ass.
Yeah, you would have married this bitch. Never that's the case, that. Man. I'd have married you?
The bitch had toilet paper hanging out of my ass, man.
Didn't you say it and her friends heard it, too?
I said it in front of 50 people, like, bitch, you have fucking toilet paper still hanging out of your ass. And everyone started dying.
What did she say?
She was so high, she didn't know what was going on.
What's wrong with her?
What is it wrong with her?
I was fucked up at the last show I was at, but I didn't leave no toilet paper in my ass. Fuck that.
I just left a stick up there.
Yeah, whatever.
We got all hammered at the New York show, and I couldn't drive home, so I stayed at Carson Daly's house while he was away and humped Missy in his bed.
I walked past Carson's room, and this little bigot dirt fuck is laying in Carson's bed. Butt-ass naked. I hope he finds out
really
about that.
Yeah, that's really fucking weird.
Yeah, I'm going to say it on the radio. Like, dude, I've
That's fucking weird.
Well, luckily, 456 must have washed the sheets. I don't know. Like, how would they
fucking swamp that? I'm just hoping Carson's just praying someone's going to jump on something else.
No, he's not. He'll do it again. Ends up in Carson's bed.
And Novak, when I woke up at noon, Novak was just going to bed. What a fucking loser.
I had a blast though, man.
Novak and some black guy awake at 12. I'm like, you guys are still up there. Like, yeah, we're getting ready to go to bed though. I'm like, I have to do all these meetings. You go, I gotta crash out.
So tell him how you woke me up, asshole, for the important MTV meeting. With the shaved cream juice.
I put shaved cream on his hand and then scratched his nose, the old fashioned trick. He just slaps it right to his face. It was hilarious.
So then they had the nerve to take me to this meeting with these high class people, dude. I didn't beat up much of them.
He still has shaving cream in his hair. We're having this big meeting about how to play, if we could play these videos on MTV. He's all drunk and shit.
I'm like, look, bitch. Nobody cares about fucking Backstreet Boys taking roses to their girlfriends. We weren't like drug addicts that are ready to kill themselves over love, man. That's what we were. And Bam's just like, oh, man, I'm sorry for my buddy. He's still drunk.
And, like, we're having a meeting with the high-up desk dudes at MTV, and he's like, we don't give a fuck about no high-up desk dudes at MTV. We just want to play some full-blown rock and roll. They're like, well, we are those dudes. You fucking asshole.
I think I sealed the deal, though. They're going to play it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did. When you never see another one of your videos on MTV, you know, you fucking shouldn't have.
I can't even afford a TV, so who cares what they play on that bitch?
Whatever that last thing you were going to do, you shouldn't have done it.
You know what I mean? Fuck them all. That's how I feel.
Your Fireball's playing at Rex's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Dude, I have to go to fucking Indianapolis tomorrow or some shit.
Shit, I'll be there. You don't have to do anything. So I'll be there.
I think you can make the gig, dude.
Pussy.
That's going to be a party.
I really have to make it there.
Damn. Red eye.
Fuck yeah, man.
God, where's that private jet at again? I went to San Diego for a day on a private jet. Just to go sign some autographs, then I hop back on. Dude, I was seriously in San Diego for about 5 hours.
Oh, shit.
I'm serious. I flew out from Wilmington.
That's like a trip to Granite Run Mall.
Yeah, that's like taking a cab ride on a fucking
It was the
jet.
Only time I could actually say, like, if you were like, what'd you do today? Woke up, flew to San Diego, signed some autographs, and came back in time to drink a Kildare.
That's fucking awesome.
Actually, we haven't drank that much. That's skate our ass off.
Oh, yeah, I haven't been. So now Chad's here with the Crown Royal.
Oh, yes. You know, I step it up.
We got you some fellas tonight. We got
and I come where I go, and I got to come. Oh, no.
The road is taking
us. Whoa. I'm done off the road now, Ray. Come on. I'm trying to fucking deal with it.
Get back on it, dude. I want to see you guys.
It's a little emotional, right? Whoa. I don't even want to fucking go home. The bus dropped me off. I could have fucking went straight home. I fucking came out. I don't even want to get the fuck off the road. It sucks.
Get back on the stage.
I ended no sweet sound of CKY and no Virginia Beach. I'm continuing the tour. I'm playing right now live. Give me guitar. Whoa, this guitar's out of tune. What kind of people are you?
Whoa.
You fucked up now, dude.
No. Whoa.
Yes, sir.
It's just two woes?
Whoa.
No, Rake's woo.
I don't even say
whoa.
Whoa.
You got my attention.
All right, now listen.
Yes, sir.
CKY is also going back out on tour. With Fireball, I believe.
I believe.
I'm sure of it, actually. I believe the children are our future, too. Teach them well. Let them lead the way.
Novak.
I got a kid on the way. I know.
You hear what I'm saying? I'm like,
my baby shower's next week. Send presents, motherfucker.
All right. All right. Well, look, we're going back out on tour. The tour will continue.
Baby
and your baby will continue to grow as well, all right?
Please do, Chad.
Chad, will you please come to my baby's baby shower?
You gotta film that one. Novak's baby shower. Like, it's his
You know what's funny?
Because he wants shit.
I don't even have money to go buy my own baby and presents. I'm gonna have to hit him up for his credit card to buy my baby a baby shower.
Your baby's gonna need a shower. Immediately.
Yeah, what's the baby being born to?
No, I'm sorry.
I want my baby listening to Hanoi Rocks with a shot of grapefruit, shot of Crown as soon as he comes out. He needs to be schooled with the rock and roll of drug addicts, just like me.
Yeah, we had to go skate them the other day, man. This minging-ass bitch was skating with us. I was ready to murder her. Remember? At the Cotticelli, the bitch skating with us.
Would you bang her out?
For a grand, yeah.
A grand?
How fast did we get to Cotticelli?
Oh, dude, we did like a
gumball race there. Dude, G just got done doing the gumball rally, so he's still passing cars, like, in the grass, like, not the shoulder, like, where there's still pavement, like, no, the shoulder where there's grass on 202, on the left side. And I have to keep up with his ass because I don't know where it is.
And G hates to lose, so if Bam gets in front, he will do anything.
Dude, I cannot be in front of G. He won't let it happen. Even if he doesn't know where he's going.
G, you want the mic?
Look how proud he is of
that. G, you want the mic?
He loves
it. G's over there salivating. It's like, Mike is flashing on his head. Give me the mic. Give me the mic.
Just talking to Novak.
Here we go. RyanGphotography.com. Is that what it is?
Photography.
Focus for now.
Just talking to Novak.
Focus for now.
I'm talking to Novak's ear right now. What's up, Sam? What happened?
It's a big secret.
Come by me like
I'm a... Novak just trying to friend shit
juice.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, Novak.
What a fool, you're right in his
G. All right, this is why... That's why I'm going to pass the mic to y'all.
Yo, Chad.
What's your favorite song out of the new CKY album?
My favorite song on the new CKY album is... Hey.
Whoa.
We're talking about CKY now. Now everybody shuts up.
So I'm going to switch the track listing just for you.
All right. If you want to play a song I enjoy, Suddenly Tragic, it's the first track off the new CKY album, and I enjoy it highly as a hawk fucked ass in my motherfucking face, bitch.
Oh, man.
All right, well, we got to keep chit-chatting until New York over there gets it ready. Maybe we should take a phone call. Let's take a phone call.
Yeah.
Call.
Who's up?
Hello.
Yeah, take him.
Let's hear line four.
Novak?
It better be about fucking.
Hello?
They want to know where Franz is. He's hiding his head.
What's up,
man?
We got him. What's up?
Hello?
Yo.
It's Josh. What's up, Josh?
Yo, what's up, man? My name is Josh. I'm from CBR, New York.
Yeah, how's Sleepy Hollow?
It's great.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Brad, I just want to know, what were your plans for Life in Hellview? I know you worked on some real sketchy shit.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
With Hellview?
Life in Hellview.
Oh, Live from Hellview?
Yeah.
The new?
He wants to know about it.
It's on Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah, the new one on Halloween. We're playing Electric Factory, people flying in from the blue.
That's going to be awesome. What about that DVD, though?
Show,
what about it? Oh, you want to know when it's coming out?
Yeah.
Whenever we get enough money to put it out.
What'd you say, John? Isn't
that takes, it takes a lot of money to make something perfect for CKY.
See, I need a bottle of Jack every night, so we got to afford putting out the DVD.
Yes. If I cannot afford one bottle,
I don't know how to compromise.
I can afford two.
Is that
me
your
or
question?
Fuck you? Whatever the fuck you want to say, Rake. How the fuck you been? I haven't seen you since like the other, like 2 days ago.
Chad,
at the
I'm
show.
Still wearing the fucking same pants and shit from the show. I'm such a dirtball.
Those aren't only the same pants from the show, but they're the same pants from high school.
Hey, Josh, 85. Man. Josh, thanks for calling, man. It's a little hard to fucking make it organize the phone calls here. We appreciate it.
That is like the. We seriously have like 20 people here right now. This is the most we've ever had.
Oh, yeah, man. I feel
I don't think ever have we answered a question. They ask it and we just talk.
I know.
And then say bye. No one ever answers
off.
We just get somebody live on the phone and we totally ignore them and then we just start talking about how we haven't seen Rake in a while.
Do you have any girl callers?
So when's the CD coming out? Yo, Rake, I haven't seen you for a while. What the fuck have you been doing?
Yeah, man. Going too well.
Yeah, man. Remember somebody got bit or stabbed at the concert?
I don't want to talk about
it. Wait,
who got stabbed?
It.
This girl was freaking out.
At Baltimore?
Like, I love you, I love you. And I was
and I was trying to fuck her, so I stabbed her.
No, fuck that. I was
with
like,
your pointy ass teeth.
How thick was her mustache?
What was this? Baltimore? I don't remember
where. She was buying Patron. I was like, I'll hang out with the girl for a little while. You know, she's buying some good tequila. But then,
like, you'll do anything to hang out with the girl.
Don't sound high
class
now.
No. The shit went south real quick. I left. I left to go watch Fireball and hang out with the band, and my buddy Tim got fucking bit. She bit him so fucking hard, he had to shake her off, and then she said that the, that someone tried to stab her. So then she went to jail. All these cops were there.
No shit. Good
man.
Thing I didn't go to Baltimore.
We the cops came in our dressing room.
Yep.
And yeah, man,
it was crazy. I was trying to have sex with this girl. She wasn't happy, so I stabbed her.
She fucking went
the cops
crazy.
Came in CKY's dressing room and were like, yo, who bit the band?
Who bit the band?
Did somebody in the band get
I got
bit?
One question.
And then your buddy who got bit pops out of the fucking bathroom with two fucking random sluts that he fucking picked up.
That dude,
I don't know what he's doing in my bathroom with fucking two random sluts, let alone the cops who are in there looking for the guy who got bit.
You know what?
Dude,
I know what happened. I know what happened.
Girls from the bar.
And he don't even say he got bit.
I know
he
what
don't even tell anybody.
Rake was cock blocking himself and he was getting pissed because he was like,
now see, babe, the wind was coming in from the north and then chlorophyll, borophyll, and then she got fed up with your science talk that you cock blocked yourself and then you had to stab her.
Dude, it was shady.
Dude, it so if I get pussy, nobody
did your buddy stab the girl? I mean, that's all I want to know.
Fuck no,
he didn't stab her?
No.
Did he punch her?
No, the cops arrested her.
Did he kick her in the cunt?
I don't know what he did to
Ray's
get her off.
The guy who cock blocks himself
tonight. Fuck you, dude. This bite. If she would have bit somebody's dick, she would have bit it clean the fuck off, man. Fuck that.
So why are you talking to the bitch, Nudge?
I dodged it just barely. He got bit.
Would you have a threesome with that girl who got stabbed in Ray?
No, man.
And Ray? Yeah, just for pussy.
The bitch got jaws, dude. Fuck
for the
that.
Sake of
you
pussy?
Wouldn't want any money?
She's got a bite worse than me.
I mean, I don't know what the bitch looks like.
She might have bit Darren's finger.
Was she minging? No, I mean, no.
No, that means yes.
She was minging?
She had good tequila, that's all.
Race doesn't help. Would you fuck her anyway?
Yeah, probably not.
Her boyfriend was there, too.
Why do you always do that?
He always
idiot.
Does that.
He always hits on girls.
She came up
last
the
time he went to L.A., he met up with this girl.
She came up
to go
with
this girl. She's like, he's like, yo, babe, let's hang out. And he's like, yeah, I got a hot date tonight. I'm like, oh, congratulations, babe. Yeah, but she's bringing fucking baggage. I'm like, what, does she have a kid?
Nah, she's bringing a fucking boyfriend.
You're definitely not going to get pussy now. There's no way.
So they kicked game to her all night.
Oh, Soccer Brian was fed
fucking game.
Oh, Soccer Brian was fed the fuck up.
She was so turned off by his science talk that she just fucked him double good that night.
No,
boyfriend,
she was dating people,
Drake
man.
Just turned her off.
Soccer Brian had a clenched fist on the table the whole night.
He was doing wall balls in between. Drinks.
Yeah. And I don't even care. Like, usually I don't give a shit.
No.
But, like, I felt so bad for this dude that I was just like, so, where are you from? Just trying to make small talk.
You guys
I'm from Towson, Maryland. I'm like, oh, Towson, no, that's from Baltimore.
She pulls him off on me. I'm like, sweet, dude.
Girl. Like, dude, you guys were aggravating the whole thing, man. She knows how. She's ready to fucking party, man.
She's
ready
to hang out back in the day. Like, you're believing your dream in your own head, dude.
She was what happened to the girl who used to rub her feet? Be busy doing that. What happened to that girl?
She's still around.
I rubbed this bitch's feet for 2 years and I'm gonna be a pussy.
She's a hoe.
I'm on the radio show.
Yo, Chad.
I gotta have
why don't you
time.
Introduce the sweet sounds right now?
Oh, uh-huh. Take a little listen to the sweet sounds of CKY. It's suddenly tragic. From an answer can be found.
You're on.
On what? Shut up, Nerd Bash. Just play the fucking song.
On Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Concentrate, crew. In and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band. I'm Sirius 28 Faction.
As I thought throughout the day, I thought of delicious things. Some of those were Lunchables, others were Munchables. Wow! But most importantly, I enjoy a man's manhood.
Oh,
his sweet submarine semen jam penis pounding me. I'm a man. Football tonight.
Oh, no, man. I just threw this huge trail. It's like a 15-pound fucking cock.
Ew, man.
We got back to Novak.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's supposed to be in my room. Who took it out of
it? That's what the girl he's hanging out with, man. That's his ass warmer.
Where's Fireball Ministry playing next?
Rexes.
Dude, I can't believe you're playing fucking Rexes enough to go to Indianapolis.
Rexes, no,
just stay another day.
You know,
it's
bullshit.
Don't go. Just stay another day.
Shit, bullshit.
What the fuck? Stay another day.
Have to go skate.
Party in Westchester.
Yeah, man.
Rexes. Are we skating tonight, or are you going to watch football?
I'm going to go skate and then make it to football.
That's right, football.
I don't want to watch the football. I just want to watch Deco watch the football.
Fuck yeah.
Deco's like, yeah! Yeah!
Because it's awesome, man.
Football!
Eagles came on tonight. Football!
Fuck yeah, dude. The Eagles fucking
like, rap, whenever
dude.
I watch football and Deco's there, I just sit right here just so I can watch you.
I don't give a fuck. I'm watching the fucking football game.
Yeah, does Novak know the Falcons are playing? I know, he likes to
his winning team, Ravens, he likes.
Yeah, so Dirty Birds, yeah. Baltimore.
Hey, if you can't get into pussy, you can always get into football, shit. Man.
Football!
He got me.
Football!
Dude, that night at the CKY show, I slept behind fences, razor wire, through this fucking maze of some kind of weird factory in the fucking some giant apartment. It was crazy. No, there's like five levels of like security to keep everyone out. Baltimore's so fucking shady.
That's right.
Baltimore is shady.
It was a nice place, but they don't fuck around, man. They got a nice spot. It's so dude, it was on like straight up razor wire. I was like, yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Try and get up in here, man. Fucking never make it.
Chip, are you going out tonight? Where's the mic? Are you still depressed about that DUI?
Yeah. Oh, you got busted?
Dude, I got a DUI.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
And I was belligerent, too. Like, I was like, I'm not square dancing with you, officer. If you're going to arrest me, arrest me.
Tell him about...
Dude, that's what he said. He's like, come out and take a breathalyzer and do like the fucking, what's it called?
The test, man. The roadside
walk
test.
Shame.
Did he tell you what you blew?
I'm not square dancing. I'm fucking obviously drunk.
Don't drink and drive.
Did you say obviously the guy who made up that rule is not a drinker?
Oh, yeah. He's like, well, you're twice over the legal limit. Well, obviously the guy who made that rule is not a drinker.
Yeah, they're making a pain in the ass now, man.
Would they take some guy who doesn't drink a lot and sit him down at a table and like force feed four beers down his throat and say, yeah, he can't drive a car. Bullshit. I've been ripped and drove better than people I fucking pass on the road sober. Swear to God, man.
Yeah, I think I'm the best driver at Two Blues.
I never hit anything or anybody.
I don't think that argument's going to work with the judge, though, man.
Yeah.
Judge, I know this sounds crazy, but when I drink 5 to 6 beers, I'm perfect at driving.
Damn it.
I'm too nervous when I don't do it.
It's through the road rage. See, man, you're on to it.
Yeah,
it's like, you don't want to get a road rage. You're just like, fuck it, man.
I don't drink 6 beers, I get road rage, I go fuck somebody up.
I will fucking kill somebody if they're not drinking.
That's called the road void out. No, because you fucking drive super careful because you don't want to get busted. It's called the road void out, not fucking like, you know.
I paid shippers to take me to New York one time in the limo. He was driving, drinking a 6-pack off with a flask for safety, and then he was smoking weed too.
Is that where?
Is that my limo driver?
And did we get there perfectly and come back perfectly without a hitch?
It's true.
Dude, you guys are fucking nuts, man.
Even when we were in traffic, you were still calm and mellow.
What after weed?
I'll tell you what component makes you act a certain way.
The only way you can drive and not flip out is you have to be like completely fucking on
the
influence.
Didn't you call up the radio station shit face and
actually
for the cops to
I
find
think
you?
I'm the first person who ever was drinking and driving on Sirius Radio.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
And to make it even worse, I called Bam up and I said, look, here's my license plate. Here's the
you fucking idiot.
Here's, I'm on mile marker 127.
I'm like, where are you exactly?
Right now, I'm passing to Allentown Turnpike Food Expo.
You know, every cop
service plaza.
That was like checking Big Brother's balls. It's like,
if a cop happened to have Sirius, all they had to do was just
dude, so busted. Like,
they're like, deep Cherokee.
The wife got him a Sirius, like, I put this in the car, like, what?
It's not like cops have, like, Sirius Radio equipped in them. So.
They will now.
Probably.
Since they got spanked. Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds.
Oh, man.
They're not having Sirius Radio capability.
Spanked. You're still driving, though, right?
Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds.
Yeah, right now. I'm running.
Uncle Septa. I don't want a cookie.
That night? Hell yeah.
Yeah, if I'm signing this bottle, I'm fucking taking a swig.
I know you don't want to be driving that tractor all the time.
Matt, who are you driving home tonight?
Fireball Ministries.
Fireball Ministry.
The Fireball Ministries.
All of them.
Just the congregation.
Every single one of them.
Are they staying at Jesse McGarrah's house?
Yes, they are.
Are you going to be changing shitty dyke dice with Jeff?
Oh, man. Chad, do you hate digital?
Are you guys going to go out tonight?
I don't know. Are you?
Yeah, let's go out in town. I don't care about football, but I just want to drink.
All right, Chad likes analog.
That's why I hate Eagles.
I live in the woods and
I don't even know what football is.
Oh, man.
I don't give a shit about
digital. Tonight you'll find out. Football and party.
Wiggity, wiggity.
Shut up.
Widget boy.
You only record on a analog.
What's a widget?
Widget.
It's just some
you
fucking
got that shit.
Bunch of bullshit made up something to sell
you. Why do you record the album on analog?
Why are you asking me questions that I'm not here to answer? Fuck you.
I'm fucking with you.
Analog.
Analog.
Oh, it's
a continuous waveform.
Yeah. Well,
that's why.
Where are we at? Do you want to play another song, Bam? I don't know. I haven't heard a song in a while.
Well, me and Fireball Ministries here, and they have a new album, and we don't. We should just take advantage of it.
Let's take advantage of it. Another Fireball Ministry song before Matt Colt drinking drives them into a into Jess McCarroll's.
Knock on wood for that. This is not their final performance.
So
you can catch them at Rex's tomorrow.
So what song should we hear?
The last one, Save the Saved.
Save the Saved.
Yes.
Just fucking hear it, because it's rock. Radio Bam Series 28 fucks you.
28.
Make sure you get the new album October 18th. Oh,
October 18th,
Fireball Ministry.
The Fireball Ministry.
October 18th, get it stores. Get it now, later.
Fireball.
It's time to go. Everybody say bye. Let's go watch the foosball game.
It's gonna be a while on tour with Fireball Ministry.
CKY. Shreds.
Rex is tomorrow night.
iTunesTaxi.com.
Thanks, guys.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
or 4 p.m. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.